For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with a special edition of the Up North Report. 3 years ago, thousands gathered in Chisholm to see the wall that heals. The United Way of Northeastern Minnesota's United for Veterans Committee brought the traveling replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to the area.
I think it was not only informative, it was very therapeutic.
Steve Potts has taught history for over 40 years. He's currently an instructor at Minnesota North College Hibbing and is on the committee. When the wall visited, many veterans shared their stories for the first time. That sparked the creation of Operation Service Story. The Oral History Project is a partnership between United Way and the St. Louis County Historical Society. The aim is to gather stories of veterans and service members from the Iron Range and Coochiching and Lake of the Woods counties. When the effort first launched last year, it was called Operation Soldier Story. Soldier was changed to Service to include all facets of service, including nurses and non-combat veterans. Potts has an extensive background in oral history, including interviewing Holocaust survivors. He's talked with three veterans for this project.
I wish we had more vets who are willing to be interviewed, but, you know, it's difficult for a lot of people to talk about what went on there.
His father served in World War II, and he could never get him to talk much about his service. Chad Boose had a similar experience with his grandfather.
I never knew about his experiences, where he went, or I didn't know very much, and now he's passed.
Boose is the United Way of Northeastern Minnesota's board chair. He served in the Air Force from 1999 to 2003 and was deployed with the 101st Airborne Division for the invasion of Iraq.
I want my kids to be able to learn about my story. It was one day when I'm not here to tell them or their kids, my grandkids, or et cetera, you know.
Boose talked for 2 hours with one of the trained interviewers, who was also a veteran.
At the end of that 2 hours, it was I had a new friend, a new brother-in-arms.
He says the conversation was a 50,000-foot view, but covered his whole experience in the service.
We talked about some of my motivation for going into the service. We talked a little bit about basic training, going through advanced training, my first duty assignment, and then different exercises.
They discussed his time wrestling with the All Air Force team before 9/11 and parts of his deployment.
Getting into some details and some stuff we kept at a pretty high level.
Potts says veterans who participate in Operation Service Story get to decide the parameters, including what they talk about, how long they talk, and even who they talk to.
They can make it only available to family. They can make it so it's not available until they've passed away. They can donate it. They can record it and keep a copy for themselves. We do a full transcript, written transcript, type transcript of each of the interviews. You know, we're very accommodating, and that's kind of the best thing to do with oral history interviews. But it's a chance for people to record things before those memories are lost.
Boose's message to veterans who might be hesitant to share their story is that if you don't, it ends with you.
No one else can learn from it, can empathize from it, can hear about it. People in the military and veterans especially, you don't want to speak up, you don't want to stand up, you want to remain humble, but our men and women in the armed forces do some absolutely incredible things. And have incredible experiences, and it's worth sharing with other people. Let them know your story, I guess, is my pitch.
Service members from the Iron Range and Coochiching and Lake of the Woods counties can visit unitednemn.org to sign up for Operation Service Story. There you can also find additional services from United Way, including a veterans resource guide and information on the annual veterans retreat. That's it for this special edition of the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.